Hey, what's up? Hello?
Hi, Jake. It's Tina from Local Splash. Is this a good time?
Hey, good timing. Yeah, it's good timing.
Yes. Good, good. Okay, so I know that you were going to talk to your buddy about the business name, and then what did you guys come up with?
Oh, it's going to be Patriot Pro Movers.
Oh, cool.
So I got
Patriot
an email.
Pro Movers. Okay, and then what's the email?
It's patriotpromovers83@gmail.com.
patriotpromovers83@gmail.com. Okay, and then to recap on what we talked earlier, the username is going to be your phone number with a 9 after it, but as far as the account, we'll still have this number. But
okay.
Wanted to use this number or a 949 tracking number? I think we're going to do the tracking number because of...
Yeah, tracking number just because of the difficulties you were saying.
Yeah, so it doesn't conflict. Okay, I just wanted to refresh my memory there, so I'll put... 949 call tracking to forward to 949-630-1528. Okay, got it. And then what is the Costa Mesa address now?
It is going to be 2025.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Street, Charlie
mm-hmm.
Street.
Yep.
Costa
they
Mesa.
Costa Mesa 92627?
Yes, 92627.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then you need a website for this business too, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll do the website. And then.
And an email.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I would have forgotten about that. So let me put submit to
you. Yeah, it's very important.
Yes, thank you for that. Okay. Okay, got it. I got that in the notes and then the website. And then you know the drill. I'll create an appointment tomorrow for my technician to call you that'll go over your keywords and service area, building your site and getting you placed. And then
perfect.
Let's see here. I'm almost at the screen where I can get to the billing, and then we'll create the client interview for tomorrow. And then is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
You could put my name on it.
Okay. And then what is the billing address?
For the card?
Yes, please.
It's going to be 615.
Mm-hmm.
Via VIA Barracuda. I think it's this one or it's another one. And that's San Clemente, California, 92673. How much is it right now? It's like 150?
Yeah, 149.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so give me the zip code one more time. San Clemente, and then it's what?
92673, San Clemente, California.
Okay, so you said that this is one.
Wasn't it 129 before?
So it was, but they don't have that package available anymore. I asked the supervisor because right now that package is selling for $199. So I asked him, I said, I have Jake and he has all these other accounts with us and can I still honor it? And he said the lowest I can go is the $149. So at least
can you do $139?
I don't think he'll do it. So I'll ask him. Give me a second.
Okay,
it's always
please.
Better to be safe than sorry, right? So let's
yeah, yeah. I've been with you guys for a while. I know I'm a pain in the ass sometimes, but
don't say that.
Mm.
Client on the line who
is there any AdWords in there, too?
No AdWords. The other accounts that you had didn't have AdWords either, because those are all $300 extra. Our minimum to run AdWords is $300. So the package.
You used to do less for me though, no?
But there isn't a lesser option anymore. I would say, gosh, it might have been applicable for your Fort Worth movers. I could look up at that account. That we used to, I want to say maybe a year and a half to 2 years ago, we used mm-hmm. to have where we could put a minimum of $100 of the Google Ads on. And the reason it increased to $300, it was their rules with their channel partners. So it's not anything that we can get around. It's not like we can sneak in and say, oh, we want to just do $100 of AdWords for this guy.
Okay.
So
$100 doesn't really do anything anyway. So, right?
Yes, exactly. Yep. So you're right.
Yeah, I might go the Yelp, more of the Yelp route, but like with this, but we'll see. You know.
Yeah, exactly. So let me see. I think what my problem is with him, he's asking me how many accounts you have, is that if he looks them up right now, they're all going to be, like, not active. But I want to – I told him your other accounts had 129, and I know he said the lowest I could go is 149, but I'm trying to see if
– Meet in the middle would be cool.
Yeah,
I might
yeah.
do more. I mean, you know,
yeah.
so.
Yeah, he's looking at it right now, so let's
– And I literally set that Spalding Decon one up, and I didn't even get anything out of that. So it was just money in your guys' pocket, really. you know?
Yeah. Other than the fact that there's a website now that has the orange banner on it. But we don't make money on those, just to let you know. Oh, good. He approved it. Excellent. I'm so happy. So let me adjust it. Yeah, when we do a website like we did for Spalding, we don't break even on the costs that it takes us to up, you know, get it up and running, buy the domain, you know, get the technicians to do the creation on it and the programming. So we don't even break even on it until someone's been with us for 4 months. So when someone's with us for like a month like that and cancels, the company loses money on it. So it's not like there's money in our pocket. But we do still allow you to go month to month because we're a performance-based company. So that's always going to be the case with Local Splash, you know. So
well, this one I should have for a while, I'm hoping, and I should be pretty consistent with it. I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, January, February picks up a little bit, you know.
Yep, yep. You're very smart to do it now too, because then you get
yeah.
that tax break for 2023. You can submit it, you know, but then also you're kind of ahead of the curve in getting ranked in time for the
exactly.
year, which is great. So okay, yeah,
and when
I get it.
When it does pick up, I'll have my whole business will be set up by summer, you know, and flourishing hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. That's good. I like it. Well, you did really good in Texas, but then you came out here,
yeah.
and I don't blame you. So, it's, you know, I'd rather be out here too. So, even though
yeah,
Texas is more of a conservative state, it's probably more in line with how I like to live. But I love California
yeah.
too much to leave, you know. So,
I'm gonna take my car back 4 months later, I already came back. I tried to run it from here there, and it just wasn't working out. That's why I don't have those anymore. But
yeah.
I might be giving those to someone. And he might be continuing to go with you guys. So
okay.
I have to get on a call maybe with you and him. And he wants to kind of take them over because I'm not doing anything with him.
Right. Okay. Okay. So let me – okay, what's the card number that you wanted to use, Jake?
It is – are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
It's 4815.
Okay.
8800.
Okay.
3805-7396.
7396. Okay. And then expiration?
1228.
And then the little code?
972.
And then I hit a button and it erased the San Clemente address. So what is the street address again? I know it was Via something, right?
The 615 VIA Barracuda.
That's it, Via Barracuda, and then I got the San Clemente in there. What is the zip again?
92673.
That's it, 92673. Okay, so let me make sure that this all sticks. And then I'll go through the voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I'll create the appointment for tomorrow for your client interview. And some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, Jake, so just kind of bear with me. It'll have you repeat the business name and whatnot. But what it says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It is Patriot Pro Movers.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
My name is Jake Shea. I'm the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 20th, in the non-refundable amount of just $139. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th day in the amount of $139. You may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. In order to prevent the next month's charge, just call us 3 business days prior to that billing. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So.
And do you know how long the Yelp will take to get up?
Those are usually quicker. The directories, they say within 1 to 5 business days, so those will launch quick. The actual Google listing is the part that takes a little bit longer, but you're a seasoned pro at this. You've done this with all the other accounts where you have to, you know, get the PIN code back to us, which you know. They're going to send you an email that has some suggestions for pictures to send us for the Google verification. So, you know, the faster that you can get that stuff to us, the faster the actual Google listing will take place. Okay? Now.
Okay, and then, never mind. Go ahead. I was going to ask something. I forgot.
If it comes back, let me know. I was just going to look at the times for tomorrow. What do you think, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Afternoon would be good tomorrow.
I have a 1 or a 2
one.
Available. The 1. Okay.
1 is good.
Let me block out from 1 to 2 o'clock.
Also,
Pacific.
For a logo, I was seeing if you guys could do like a Patriot. I don't know if there's like Patriot with a house or In God We Trust, something like that on there would be cool.
Oh, that's
I don't know if
cool.
I could.
Cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me nail down this appointment, and then I'm going to put that in.
Try and, make it kind of, somewhat cool, you know, basic but cool. I don't know. You know, I know it can be difficult, but.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to let you know, I'm going to put that in the notes and request it, and I've seen them come up with some pretty cool logos in the past. But I also want to preface that, Jake, and let you know that we're not graphic designers and we don't claim to be. So typically we don't even do logos. Usually we just pull logos off of people's existing content. So when we create a logo, it will be, you know, probably a little bit more basic. I'm pretty sure it's going to do the job and it's going to work fine for your business. But if you ever want to replace it and, you know, go out and get a fancy one by a graphic designer, you can do that. But we'll do the best with what we have to just.
Okay. And then I could send it to you guys and you guys can put it on there.
Exactly. So wait to see what they come up with, because I'm going to have them call you tomorrow and I'm going to put that in the notes that you would like a patriotic logo, something with, you know, maybe an In God We Trust or, you know, patriotic colors, I would assume, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah, it's all
okay.
Good. Like an old Patriot on it or something with it. But if not, I can do it. It's fine. I
yeah.
understand that. membership one. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because sometimes people are like, oh, I don't want this logo and I want that. I'm like, look, we don't really do logos and we don't claim to include it in our system. We do it as a courtesy sometimes when people ask, so it's not a problem. But if you think you can make a better one, by all means, send that to us. And that's free of charge. Anytime you make a revision, just send it over and we'll update it on everything. But we'll use the one that I'm requesting initially. And then last form of business here is to do the e-signature on the terms, just to make sure that your 139 pricing gets locked in. So I'm sure you got the text by now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, right?
Yeah, I got something that says that, yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So all you have to do is click on the link in there. Scroll to the bottom. When the new page opens, there's going to be two boxes that you have to check. One to show
that
you... Yes,
I got to do this. Patriot Pro, I got to do the email first. Promovers.
Is it having you put the email in, or are you logging into the email? I was confused.
It says Local Splash Verification.
Oh, I see.
Gated field, my name, phone number. I just put 949-630-1528.
Yep, that's fine. And then
tools and equipment. Do I gotta do all that right now?
No. Do anything that it says in that email where it says pictures needed for Google verification, you can do that after the fact.
Okay.
Also, you don't have to send over everything in that email. So I think there's some suggestions in there. Just send over as much as you can, but you don't have to send over everything. But it will definitely help that verification to go through smoother.
Yeah, that'd be cool if it went through easy. I hope it does. It says the red thing. Do it. Upload pictures of business registration. No?
Yeah, I think you're on the wrong email. I just want the one that says Local Splash, your initial invoice. Just to do the pricing so that it's locked in, and then you can do all that other stuff after the fact. So I think you probably got three emails
by
now.
Okay.
Yep, the one that says initial invoice, that's the link I want you to click on.
Got it.
And then that's the one that's quick and easy. You just scroll to the bottom, you check the two boxes, plug your name in, and confirm it. And once you confirm it, it will ask you for a username and a password. Right? Okay, so if you got that, then that's your sign that it went through. And again, don't worry about that username and password right now. That will be provided after the client interview. My main thing was just getting the pricing locked in, okay?
Great, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. So you're good to go until tomorrow, Jake. So have a really nice evening, and then they'll call you between 1 and 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
All right, I appreciate you too. Have a
I've been pretty loyal to Local Splash, haven't I?
Yeah, you have. You always come back to us, and I really appreciate you too, Jake. So we'll get this new account, and, you know, hopefully it's going to be a long-standing one, and you'll be very profitable for years. You know, like, that's what your objective is. So I like that. And for the Costa Mesa moving, are you going to be doing local and long distance, or mostly local?
Local and long distance, both.
Okay. That's what I thought. I just want to put that in the notes. Okay. All right. You're all good to go. So have a great evening, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.